Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the weekend, it was the Western Washington Winter Dog Show.
Yes.
At the Washington State Fair.
Thousands of dogs were there competing to find out who's the best behaved, I guess.
How did you even find out that this was a thing?
I don't know. All I know is I came home, my wife's like, Tatum wants to go to the dog show. I'm like, all right. Like, how much is this going to cost me? She's like, well, it's free at the Washington State Fairgrounds. I'm like, free $99? Perfect. I'll cancel all my plans on Saturday. I'm ready to do this. Plus, parking was free as well. I'm like,
what?
This is the greatest thing ever. Like, I mean, this is too easy. I get there. I didn't realize it wasn't one of those, like, dog performance, like, you know, where they, like, go through a hoop or they run up a thing and then chase around. Like, no, this was like one of those like hardcore dog shows where like, you know, the dogs are all prim and proper and they have to like walk a certain way and then they got to like be checked to make sure that their posture is right. And oh my gosh, I felt like I was in like the weirdest world. I mean, it was just a unique experience. It was a blast. Tatum was having a great time. First of all, I don't know what's going on with their costumes. Like the people who walk the dogs around, I don't know if it's like a prerequisite. They have to dress like you're from like 1982.
Oh.
But like everybody, and I thought, okay, well, maybe it's just like, just this is the type of people that, but like, I saw some of the people, like, you could tell, like, they're not typically dressing like they're in the 80s. Like, they have tattoos all over their legs that are covered, like, stockings. And but I think you have to wear a certain type of, like, dress that sits at a certain spot on your knees. And you can't wear any kind of high heels. So, like, these weird, like, loafer-type shoes. It just was, like, a weird thing. Like, you just felt like you were in, like, a time warp.
Oh, I love that.
It was surprisingly a lot of fun because Tatum was so excited to just meet, quote-unquote, all of these dogs. So while we were watching one of the performances, and also, I don't think they were expecting, like, a crowd, because there's, like, two or three chairs that are just set up, like, at each station. So it's not like, this isn't like a, you go to watch. Like, this is, you go to compete, and maybe, like, your friends and family might show up to support you.
Yeah.
But it's not like randos are just showing up. I think we might have been the only randos. Which was pretty, at one point we went up to, like, somebody, and they're asking, like, so are you showing a dog? And we're like, no. They're like, well, what are you doing here? We're like, well, our daughter just wanted to look at some dogs. And like, oh, all right. That's kind of cool, I guess.
Just observers.
So here I am talking to Tatum about it while we're at the Washington State Fairgrounds.
Wiener dog.
Oh, yeah. She was very obsessed with the wiener dogs.
Yes!
Very obsessed. Spoiler alert. Now I think we have to get one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. She wants a boy wiener dog. And originally she wanted to name it Weenie. And I was all in for that. But now she wants to name it Hot Dog.
Oh, I like that too.
It's all right. It's not as cool as Weenie.
Tatum, are we at the dog show?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part so far?
Seeing the wiener dogs and petting the Dalmatians.
How many dogs have you pet?
She was so excited to meet the Dalmatians because it's Marshall from Paw Patrol.
Of course.
And there are a bunch of them.
You know, Steve, last week, let's revisit, when you said that you didn't want to get a new dog right after you lost Lulu. Probably taking your daughter to a dog show
is not
the best way.
Window shopping.
Danny, easily the worst idea. It's just been nonstop ever since we went. Yeah.
How many dogs have you pet so far?
A lot.
Which, I do have to give her credit. Like, she went up to all these random people. Like, she had just, like, there was no, like, social anxiety. She's like, can I pet your dog? And everyone was, like, just so, like, yeah. Except for one guy. I was just like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know if you want to.
Oh.
I think the dog was a little, like,
vicious.
Cranky.
Yeah.
And then there was another person who had a poodle, and he wouldn't let her pet the poodle's hair.
Probably because it was perfectly coiffed.
Bro, the poodle section was like, it was like 1987 hair metal locker room.
Oh,
like, it just
God.
Reeked of hairspray. And, like, he let her pet the dog on the nose, but he's like, just don't touch the hair. Dog's about to be shown.
Which one's your favorite?
The Dalmatian and the Weimar dogs.
Yeah.
I do like the, is that a chihuahua then?
Oh, the little hairy ones?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the big Australian sheepdog one with all the hair? Can you believe that you have to comb their hair for 3 hours?
No.
That we learned. And it wasn't a sheepdog. It was something else. What the hell was it called? It was an Australian shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen those giant poofy ones with, like, the big hair?
Yeah.
we were talking to a guy. We're like, well, how long does it take to brush this dog's hair? He goes, if you go fast, 2 hours. But really, if you want to take your time, make sure it's no matting or anything like that, you got to. It's about a 3-hour process, and you do it twice a week.
That sounds exhausting.
I couldn't imagine.
No way.
It. No.
Toast the same as Sarah and Taryn with their hair.
Yeah.
It's a guy who has no hair. That seems like a terrible idea. And I was trying to explain that to, like, Tatum's like, she doesn't understand the concept of time. I'm like, that's like watching The Grinch twice.
Oh, oh yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Could you comb a dog's hair for 3 hours?
No.
Yeah.
They are pretty.
Yeah.
All the dogs are pretty, pretty. How much pups are here?
A lot of pups.
I have baby Vicente puppies right now.
Oh.
They have baby Vicente puppies right now?
This lady just was listening to us have a conversation, just turns over and shows us a picture of all of our puppies. I'm like, is she looking for, is like, does she see this as an opportunity to sell some dogs to us?
Probably. Oh my gosh.
She didn't offer them, but she just was like, basically just like, here, check these out. And of course, we're all idiots. Like, oh, puppies.
Who won the dog show?
No idea.
You didn't stay till the bitter end?
No, but we were there for like 4 hours.
Oh my gosh.
The poodles were probably my favorite because I don't understand why poodles get done up the way that they get done up. It's a strange look. Although I thought of Sarah. I was like, if Sarah was a dog, she would be a poodle.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. What is something that you thought you would never attend, but you ended up going to?